This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. It was a disappointing end to last week when both the appropriation bills funding transportation, housing and urban development, and financial services and general government were pulled before final passage due to a lack of votes. My bill, the financial services general government bill, was one of them. I knew it was going to be tough. I was disappointed it got pulled. There was language prohibiting the District of Columbia from enforcing its non-discrimination law on reproductive health, and that caused several of my colleagues from abortion-sensitive districts to dig in against it. The number was probably 8 or so members, but enough to put the bill in danger of failing. But if that language was not in the bill, we'd have lost many more on the other side of the issue, so I was kind of caught in the middle. But late in the amendment process, another issue came up, this one on the FBI headquarters building. Matt Gaetz had offered an amendment that prohibits the FBI from acquiring property for a new headquarters. I spoke against that amendment, and Gaetz was successful in causing a few of his buddies to threaten to sink the bill. Gaetz blames me for his amendment being defeated. 70-70 Republicans voted against it. And while I appreciate Matt's confidence in my leverage over the 70, it's a stretch to blame me, because anyone who understands the condition of the current Hoover building knows the FBI has to be relocated. The place is literally falling apart. As you know, we have a very slim majority, and without any Democrat help, we have to carry these bills on our own. That emboldens the most extreme of our party, and if they don't get their way, they take their ball and go home. Simple as that. I regret the FSGG bill did not get a vote. It's a good bill. It cuts spending to below FY22 levels, has a number of good policy writers we like. But when members don't get their way, they pout, they tweet, and they take down legislation that a clear majority of conservatives like. And on the heels of that, we still have the fact that next weekend the federal government runs out of money. A shutdown is very possible. The House majority doesn't really have a plan to fund the government. There's talk of a laddered-type CR, but at the end of the week, no strategy had been announced. It goes without saying that people are frustrated. Congress is a mess. We can't seem to get out of our own way. A lot of members just refuse to understand that it's divided government. You're not going to get everything you want. You can't impose your will on the rest. It will require compromise. That's why pulling the transportation bill and the financial services bill really hurts. Good bills, bills that move the country in a better way than current continuing resolutions, and if that's not bad enough, we still have two of the toughest ones to pass, Commerce, Justice, Science, and Labor, Health, and Human Services and Education. If you can't pass T-HUD and FSGG, there's little hope for the other two. We'll be back on Monday. I hope we can get it together, but I'm not holding my breath. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.